The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 20th day of February, 2023, 20th day, almost going through the month of February already. And tonight we have our producers, none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
And we have tonight none other than the Parson Joe Larson.
Glad to be back with you. It just seemed like it was just last week I was with you.
Yeah, but you're a week older now, aren't you?
Yeah, at least.
It's closing in on you, isn't it?
It's working with you instead of me.
All right, listen, we got.
But we won't tell people.
We got to quit fooling around because we got a lot of information to get out tonight, don't we?
Do we ever?
All righty, so let's start with the most important part of our information: the information from the greatest source of wisdom and knowledge, and the highest source of authority in existence, God's Word, the Bible, huh?
That sounds like a good place to start.
So let's start there in John chapter 16, verse 29 through 36. Would you read verses 29 through 36? Wait a minute, before you do, we didn't give the title, did we? The title is Pride. Go ahead.
Anxiety and Worldly Cares.
Pride, Anxiety, and Worldly Cares. We're going to cover all three of those this week, Lord's willing. So go ahead and read 29 through 33.
His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world.
All righty, so here now, they made a point, look, you're speaking to us now plainly, so we know, Lord, that you know all things. Why would they say that? Why would they say we know that you know all things and you come from God? What was it?
Well, they kind of finally figured out who he really is, and they totally believe it.
Well, but if you have some examples, when he said you know all things, remember there were a few things that took place there. Remember when he sent Peter down to the ocean and he said, cast your line, and you're going to catch a fish, and in that fish mouth will be a coin, right? And so, you've been fishing.
Yeah, a lot.
What are the odds?
Never got a coin.
Yeah,
never
yeah.
Got a coin.
Yeah, if I put a coin in a fish and put it in the ocean there, and sent you down, what's the odds you're going to catch that fish?
That's not very good. Even in a small pond, it wouldn't be very good.
Right, it wouldn't. And so, then he goes, remember when he tells them, and the triumph entry.
The transfiguration, they saw him turn and have the Shekinah glory, some of them.
Yeah, but here we're talking about know all things. We know all things. And so, remember the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. He said, I want you to go there to this certain place, and you're going to find a colt tied up.
Right.
And
a foal.
Right. And then you're gonna go and take it, and then they're going to give you instructions on where to go. Okay, so what's the odds of that? What about the Samaritan woman at the well?
Very good example. He knew everything about her that, even probably people that knew her didn't know all the things that he did, let alone he was a total stranger to her, never been in her town that she knew of, didn't know, it wasn't related, so yeah.
Totally. When he asked her do you have a husband, and she said no. He said yes. You've had five men, five men you've had. Okay, you've been with, and that kind of startled her, didn't it?
It did. Well, how about Peter when he told Peter the cock would crow three times that he would deny his Lord, and he didn't believe it, but it sure turned out true. Jesus
absolutely,
knew that.
Absolutely. So all of these things, as they understand here now, well, he hadn't at this point done that yet. You know what I think? In fact, I think he did. I think he'd done that by the time we got to this part of the scripture. And so here now, when he told him that, he says, behold, the hour cometh now that, now and yes is now come, you shall be scattered. Well, that was over in Mark 14:50. That's exactly what happened. It says, and they scattered when they saw, when they came to arrest the Lord Jesus, they all scattered.
Right.
And so here, so now they're looking at this saying, you know, he knows everything. He knows everything. Now, then they says, he goes on, these things have I spoken unto you that you might have peace, but in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. You know, it's an interesting thing, because he was about to be arrested, and in those days when he would be arrested, okay, they by the temple guards, huh? So what would the hoi polloi, what would the Jews be saying about him? What would they be telling the people? Here's a guy that's got arrested. He's a lawbreaker, right?
Right, he's blasphemy. He's claiming to be God, the Son of God. I mean, how bad can you get?
Yeah. And so now I remember, Joe, being arrested, and you've been arrested, for doing the Lord's work several times.
They didn't think much about that, did they? The arrestees didn't really care and didn't think much about.
Well, you wouldn't expect that, but what? When in my cases, most of the time, I was a much younger preacher back in those days when I was being arrested on a regular basis, but for doing the Lord's work, I got my criticism from the prissy preachers. The prissy preachers. In fact, I remember having one actually on the radio program saying, "You'll never see him protesting abortion as long as it's legal."
We can't defile the government, yes.
In other words, well, Jimmy Carter now is going into hospice. But remember when Jimmy Carter, remember he said he's a born-again believer. And I remember hearing Jimmy Carter say, yes, according, abortion's a sin. It's murder according to the Bible. But my constituents voted for me to keep it legal, and so I'm going to support it. So, in other words, Jimmy Carter says, yes, I'm a born-again Christian, but I'm going to obey man and not God, huh?
That's pretty much what he said. So people to this day, oh, he's such a devout believer. He's such a wonderful man. He teaches Bible study. But if he doesn't understand that we must obey God rather than men, I'm afraid he's teaching a lot of people some incorrect doctrine.
Is abortion a very hideous and a very, very serious offense to God?
Extremely, yeah. You're destroying the image of God. Yes. Special creation.
And so,
especially, it's the most innocent thing. A newborn baby is totally innocent. You can't kill anything more innocent than an unborn child.
No, you can't. Well, Joe, I don't know if you ever met when you were up here in Ohio, but a fellow that worked for me years ago, he was an Orthodox Jew, an older guy. He was older than me. But we had, and he was quite a theologian, we had quite a lot of conversations in Scripture. And, of course, he had the idea that he was not, could not make up his mind if Christ was the Messiah or not. And, obviously, I tried to convince him. But he said, look, he said, he's going to keep it open, but before the end, before he dies, if he finds out he believes Christ is Messiah, he'll convert, okay? And you know, that's maybe he was saying, maybe if I get real sick or I'm not sure, whatever, that's not the smart thing to do, is it? Because
that's not the time. Yeah, it's better to, you know, we don't know that we're going to have a tomorrow. No one is guaranteed tomorrows.
That's right. You never know, something can fall out of the sky and land on you, and that's the end of you, huh?
Yeah, out here you can run into a deer in the middle of the night on the highway. You can have a heart attack. You can flip your tractor. You can all kinds of things happen to people and do every week of the year.
Well, I didn't have the heart attack, but I ran into the biggest buck I ever saw. The biggest buck I ever saw did $5,500 worth of damage to my car. But you know. You know, it's a question whether I ran into him or he ran into me. I wasn't going very fast, but he come right at me. He came right at me, running towards the headlights. And so,
it's a good thing you weren't going very fast, or it'd been a lot worse.
Yeah, well, it was a rainy. I should say 1 o'clock early in the morning, coming back from the radio station, and it was dark, very dark and rainy, and boy, he came out of no place. But anyhow, here, my friend I was telling you about, Bob, he used to say, he had this saying all the time. He would put his hands out, you know, like this, and he would say, "What's to worry? This too will pass." Whenever there was a tragedy, whenever there was a problem or something like that, he would say that, "What's to worry? This too will pass." And in that typical Jewish mind. Well, Jesus is saying here, "These things have I spoken unto you, that you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation." Well, we have that tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So is he saying that, look, the world is going to do some bad things to you, but don't worry about it, because I'm going to undo all the bad things? Is that what he's saying?
No, he's going to give you the peace and assurance that you have everlasting life, that you will become a child of the kingdom, that you will spend eternity with him in heaven. But he's not saying you're not going to have any pain, suffering, or, you know, spend time in jail on this earth.
Well, no, but isn't he saying, look, that whatever the world can do to you, whatever evil, I can undo that evil, and that evil, when the Lord takes us home, all of that evil is going to be undone, isn't it?
Exactly, when he takes us home. But most of the apostles found out they paid quite a price. Most of them paid with their life for being followers. But they still had peace and security in their relationship with the Father and salvation through Christ.
All righty. Well, we're going to take a look at some of that tribulation that's in the world today. So let's go over to Romans chapter 1.
All right.
And in Romans chapter 1, 28 through 32. Why don't you read that?
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covetous, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
All right, now, so here, he's making a point. Those they hate God, and as we take a look at that, it says here that to do those things which were not convenient. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that aren't very convenient for us, but...
I think it means more like proper, things that are not right with God.
Well, that's exactly what it means. It means it's, in the English word, it would be proper. You're right. And so here now, inventors of evil things. Is AI, would AI be considered an evil thing because it's targeted against us?
I believe so, because there are several articles where AI came out and did some really weird. One revolutionary chatbot says men could menstruate. That's artificial intelligence. So, I mean, there were example after example. They're going to use it to brainwash people because people are going to trust the science, and the science is going to be woke.
Okay, so let me ask. Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's lunacy. But it, but don't those people, some of those so-called geniuses, great minds, those professing themselves to be wise, they are having some worries because it seems like AI now, these computers are actually communicating with each other, and
with their programmer, they're talking back. They're saying they want things, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Well, not only that, but they're looking into ways of being able to not to be shut down, where they can't pull the plug. And in other words, where they can store up energy within, through artificial intelligence, means where they can store, where if they pull the plug on them, they can still continue. And what can they can do some very strange things. This artificial, these computers, they can bring satellites falling out of the sky. They can shut down power stations. They can bring airplanes down out of the sky if they want, right?
There's a world of possibilities of things that could go wrong. And you got to remember, what the old thing when they first talked about computer programming was garbage in, garbage out. And those programs, those AI programs, have had a lot of garbage programmed into them, and therefore there's going to be someday a lot of garbage coming out.
My car's been in the shop for a couple of weeks. The computer had a nervous breakdown. I mean, a real nervous breakdown. And
how's the therapy going?
Well, I'll find out. I didn't hear anything from today, but what's happening... it's a strange thing because virtually when I had called and talked to the fellow there, he sounded like he didn't believe me when I told him what it was doing. You know, it's trying to explain to what was happening in the computer, what it was doing was, you know. But anyhow.
It's not supposed to do that, right?
Yeah, yeah. So when I took it in there, it didn't take him but a few minutes to say, well, I've never seen this before, okay? And then... A day or two later, he told me, well, we got another one that's doing the same thing. And then last week was pledge week. And so I would ride in with Eric. Eric has got a car similar to mine, okay? And it's one of those Cadillac Escalades where I have a Suburban. But a lot of the equipment's the same. And so as we're driving in, the doors lock and unlock, lock and unlock, lock and unlock, and then the mirrors.
Very reassuring, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got the electric mirrors on the side, like in my car too, and the mirrors would fold in, then they'd fold out, they'd fold in. Well, and so Eric stopped. You know, he was not going to drive until he can get those mirrors to stop moving in and out. Okay, and so. That's all right if you're in a parking lot someplace, you know, but if you're out there on the highway, you can't just stop in the middle of the road, although some people do that.
You need your mirrors, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Anyhow, so you have that artificial intelligence. What about this could be what he's referring to, evil, where you're talking about
inventors of evil things.
Inventors of evil. What about the jab? What about the jab?
No, the poison poke, but more than that, that kills a lot of people. That was just a lie and deceit, but creating an evil thing. We've got, they've been playing with poisons and bioweapons, and they're, you know, worked with.
What about fentanyl?
Yep.
Okay.
The latest thing, though, is the telling little boys they can be little girls, and little girls they can be little boys, and you can be asexual, you can be anything you want, or your little mind thinks you can be. That's the newest invented evil, really.
Well, a whole lot of those public schools are closing, and there's legislation now, or people are pushing. I think in 20 states they want to defund the Department of Education, which I think is a wonderful idea. I think we got to get behind that.
I think that's a biggie. Yeah, that's a story we need to tell everybody about.
All righty.
And we'll do that after, you know, the Bible study.
Okay, what about human trafficking?
That's been around since probably somewhere after Adam and Eve were thrown out, after Cain and Abel.
But not like it is today. Thing. What about election fraud?
Yeah. Oh, just anything. Mayhem, the lies, the deceit, fraud. We've got all these people that hack the internet. They try and take your homes, try and sign over a quick claim deed for your house, try and steal your credit, steal your identity. I mean, we could go on and on and on. The evil things in this world are... Legion is, I think, a good word, right?
What about a Drillicon? The chemical they get out of scaring children half to death.
That would be a big one.
Out of their blood. That is a real evil, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did we see a real evil in the so-called Grammy Awards?
The kind of Satan-worshipping type thing, that was a big, big evil. And, you know... That guy is continuing, Sam, what's his name, is continuing his craziness and stupidity, and people are still following him. And those, what is that line? It said they're worthy of death. Not only do they do the same, but have pleasure in them that do it. If you watch something like that take pleasure in it, there is a problem, right? A big problem with that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, all right, we're gonna stop right here, and we're gonna go to the break, and then we come back. We're going to listen to this programming. As you know, the opposition likes to show you what they're doing before they do it. It's kind of like and there's something more to it. It's like if they tell you what they're gonna do and you don't stop them. Then as far as they're concerned, you've agreed to it. You've agreed to allow it if you don't stop them. So
it's,
we're going to go.
That old implied consent is not a lady's smile.
Right. And so let's go to the break, and we come back. We'll go to Greg Reese.
The pilgrims heard the sovereign words of God on the European shores, then rose to to flee the persecuting powers that held England in her throes. In sailing ships they crossed the oceans wide to the land our God bestowed, to plant the seed of Christian liberty so that all the world would know. Prosperity and health. But the ancient powers that ruled the earth grew lustfully jealous of her wealth, and sent the British armies to make war with his Sons of Liberty, who placed their faith in God and by his grace fought and won the victory and proclaimed themselves, "We the people, United States of America, shall be faithful and establish rights as Americans. We shall not bow down to tyranny.
We the people, United States of America,
our God reigns and proclaims liberty. Unfolds in our nation's history, as the ancient banking powers that rule this earth tries to steal our sovereignty. And now this new world order marches in to make war within our land. And once again, Americans, it's time to rise up and take a stand and declare ourselves,
"We the people, United States of America, shall be faithful and restore our rights as Americans. We shall not bow down to tyranny.
We the people, United States of America,
our God reigns and proclaims liberty.
We the people, United States of America,
we the people, United States of America."
In the movie Knowing, the news reported a major oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
Tonight in the Gulf of Mexico, an explosion on a soon-to-be decommissioned oil rig triggered a fire which burned for 3 hours before it was extinguished. Officials don't yet know the exact cause of the explosion, but believe a malfunction in the cooling system may have been at fault. Due to the prompt response of the rescue unit, the structure was evacuated with no loss of life.
A year later, the Deepwater Horizon exploded. 6 months before 9/11, a Lone Gunman episode showed us the World Trade Center being targeted by a hijacked passenger plane.
Corner of Liberty in Washington. More than that happened.
World Trade Center. We're going to crash the plane into the World Trade Center.
And last year's film, White Noise, was about a train wreck that poisons a small town in Ohio. This is the very same story now playing out in real life. Within a year of White Noise's release, the actual event occurs in real life, in Ohio, in Texas, and in Michigan. This is known as predictive programming, and its purpose is to psychologically trick the minds of the masses into accepting major traumatic events that would otherwise be resisted. In the book Secret Societies and Psychological Warfare, Michael Hoffman describes a mind control technique known as the revelation of the method. And he writes that when the revelation of the method is performed in a veiled manner, accompanied by certain occult signs and symbolic words, and elicits no meaningful response of opposition or resistance from the target, it is one of the most efficacious techniques of psychological warfare and mind rape. Sarah Elkhaldy of the Alchemist YouTube channel does an excellent job of explaining all this. According to Elkhaldy, there is a law of nature in this universe that compels the dark occult to first gain our consent before trespassing against us, because they believe this protects them from the natural laws of cause and effect. They offered, and we accepted, so it's all fair. A lack of response to an action is often taken as an approval of that action. And there is an old Latin proverb that says, "He who is silent when he ought to have spoken and was able to, is taken to agree." Silence is considered by many to be a form of consent. And so it is through a veiled performance of the revelation of the method technique that these dark occultists believe they are gaining our consent, what we know as predictive programming. With predictive programming, the minds of the masses are impregnated with visuals of a major event before it happens. This is done through all forms of media and can be very subtle so that nobody notices. But the subconscious mind notices everything and can easily be programmed through repetition. And so these controllers repeat whatever it is that they want us to accept as reality. Because these images are delivered to us through entertainment, they elicit no meaningful response of opposition or resistance, and so we accept them, subconsciously. And when the event happens in real life, it is already familiar and acceptable to us, as if that's just the way it is. It's a mind trick, and it works by keeping everyone locked in a spectator state. This causes what is known as paradigm blindness, which is when a person is incapable of seeing any reality other than what they've already been exposed to by the media. This paradigm blindness will cause a person to get emotionally triggered whenever confronted with an alternative point of view that they have not been programmed to accept. It's a very powerful mind trick, and the solution is quite simple. We need to stop living as spectators of someone else's reality. We need to start creating our own reality, and we need to remember how to say no, because they offer it to us, and we accept it. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All righty, we're back. Hey, Joe, you know what? Something like that kind of just happened here. A local farmer sounds the alarm. That's right. Why did that East Palestine launch MYID, emergency service to surveil biometrics 1 week before the Ohio train derailment? Tell me, Joe.
That's a good question. They're trying to make it sound like, well, it was something planned. I'm one of those people, I don't like coincidences, and I'll use a story. Last week we told you about Yoni Park, that young North Korean girl that had escaped from North Korea. She and her mother had gone into China, their mother into sex slavery. They ended up fleeing China, crossing the great Gobi Desert, the two of them, somehow made it alive to North Korea, and she finally, after several countries, got to the United States. Well, she went to college in Columbia, and when she told them the real truth about communism, she said that the snowflakes had to run to their safe spaces. They shunned her. They could not handle her truth. They mocked her. They threatened her. And it's just exactly what they were talking about in your clip. Here's somebody who had lived under communism, who grew up having to go out and eat grass and grasshoppers and dragonflies. And when they ran out of bugs to eat, they were starving to death. And yet when she tried to tell the truth to the students at Columbia, they wouldn't believe her because they've already been programmed, kind of like the Tavistock Institute. This was brainwashing techniques. They so believe their lie that even confronted with the truth, they have to run and hide from it. This is something frightening going on, terribly frightening.
So then Bob Moore, a 70-year-old farmer and longtime resident of East Palestine, initially ignored local news reports urging residents to sign up for the MyID to receive a new biometric tracking device that provides first responders updates about an individual health conditions amid an emergency or major disaster. If this happens in your neck of the woods, is that going to be a red flag to you?
It's sure going to be a red flag. I know. I guarantee you I'm president of the local fire department and board of directors, and it's not going to happen here. They can take their little, you know, toy and go somewhere else. But it's one thing having people having a health record for an emergency, but it's something else with this. These IDs were designed to collect data, and it begins monitoring your physical activity, your heart rate, respiration, anything you're exposed to, chemicals, chemical exposure. It's this ID thing is really a monitoring device. People don't understand it. It's not just a collection of medical facts for your doctor if you get hurt in an emergency. It is a monitoring device that monitors you, what you breathe, you know, what you come in contact with, and anything that the government has, they can use against you. This is what people have to understand. Everything they've done in China, the more information they gather, the more control over the people. They've got that social credit score. If you don't do the right thing, say the right things, all of a sudden you can't get loans, you can't get a job, you can't get a travel pass. So all information nowadays is being used against us. Look at the Silicon Valley. Basically, what's their product? They're selling you, the consumer out there. They're selling you, your information. This is what they make their money on, selling the American people.
All right. One of the things we probably should let people know out there, there's one of the things that really can help if you've taken in some of the toxic water or toxic breathing, toxic air, is bicarbonate soda, or just called baking soda. Let me read this article here. All right. Should probably include Pennsylvania. Well, let me see. They leave a line off, but they go and they start here. West Virginia in the tile and the file, I guess that means it should be word file there, and perhaps points of further east. The government and medical organizations have nothing to suggest in terms of treatments for exposure to the high level of toxins. However, they should be recommending and rushing to the scene tons of baking soda, because bicarbonates neutralize heavy metals, dioxins, and furans in the body. Simple old baking soda detoxifies and cleanses the body and the environment. There is nothing better for emergency medicine in the case of dioxin exposure from the highly toxic. Should they have truckloads and truckloads of baking soda out there? If they say if you put it in the water, put it in the ground, dioxins released from the deliberate ignition of the Ohio train wreck. This does not mean bicarbonates will cure a person if their exposure is too high, but it does mean that it will help the body detoxify and remain stable when exposed. So that is, folks, get out there and get some baking soda.
Same thing. Now we've got that factory explosion in Ohio just up the road.
Yeah.
A metal factory exploded. There were, 12, 13 people severely burned, injury. They say, quote, debris scattered everywhere, smoke seen for miles.
It's only a few minutes from the radio station here, just a few minutes.
Yeah. Well, sodium bicarbonate, the baking soda, get it out. Because
right next to the railroad tracks, and guess whose railroad tracks those were?
You're really Norfolk Southern, maybe.
Right, and guess what? That train that overturned there in East Palestine came right through there. Right
through there.
Right where that steel company exploded. Now, it seems like these things are happening with more and more frequently. You're having these train derailments all over the country now. It's a little odd. And then you're also having all kinds of food processing plants catching fire, not ordinary fires, but fires that are meant... Pardon?
Huge, big fires.
Where you can't... Right, fires that they can't be put out. Kind of made by professionals, huh?
You get kind of suspicious. They haven't really put out a lot of information on them. There were two of those plants. They said airplanes flew into them. I mean, this is kind of unusual. A pilot in distress doesn't... heads for an open field, not a huge, large building. Things just are getting kind of crazy.
Have you noticed of the first 2 days after the derailment in Palestine that on the what they call mainstream medium, the first day you only heard 1 minute. They had 1 minute of coverage. So do you find that odd? And by the way, do you know who owns those, all of the stations, who owns Norfolk West? It's a guy named George. Pardon?
No, I just said Norfolk Southern.
Norfolk Southern, yeah. George Soros is an owner. BlackRock is an owner. The bank, what is it? The big bank. Two names. It's got two names. I'm having one of my senior moments right now. I had written down here. Chase was it Manhattan? Okay.
Chase Manhattan. Wow.
Okay, and one other major bank. They own. Not only do they own Norfolk South, but they own many of those local TV stations.
Wow. Well, one thing I do know, doing some research over the past several years, especially because of the, quote, the COVID and the backup in the supply chain, they lowered the regulations, letting trains pull far more cars with less people. They quit having their caboose with a fireman on. And even this big train there at New Palestine, a mile-and-a-half-long train had three people. You cannot see, going around corners and things, you cannot see that far with three people on a train, especially when two are up front. They've relaxed rules. I've seen pictures of some of the tracks there in Ohio. They are badly in need of repair. The maintenance has gone down, and they're trying to haul goods and services faster, cheaper. And when they do that, they cut corners. And whenever you cut corners on something with big equipment, you're going to have breakdowns, you're going to have problems. If you cut corners on an aircraft, you're going to have crashes. You cut corners on a boat, you're going to have problems. You cut corners on a train, you're going to have wrecks.
Yeah, but Joe,
back to life.
You have to understand.
Nobody wants to say it.
Who is the head of the Department of Transportation?
Oh, yes, old Mayor Pete.
No, Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Now listen, you have to understand something there.
Pothole Pete, the one who couldn't even fill potholes.
Well, Joe, there's got to be equity. There's got to be equity.
In other words, we all have to have crappy roads, highways, bridges, and railroads, right?
That's right, and we have to get rid of some of those. Some of those train tracks could possibly be racist. A lot of them. What if some of those train tracks were laid by all white men? Then
we've got some areas in Missouri with some very nice rail tracks that haul coal and stuff back and forth. They're in great condition. There have been no reported accidents, derailments, troubles, but it's a Republican red state.
Oh, by the way, Joe, did you know that in Palestine, East Palestine, 70% of the voters were registered Republicans, voted for Trump. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. That's why Trump probably will be there tomorrow, or what is it, Tuesday or Wednesday? Wednesday, I think. And everybody else stayed out because there's no voters there. The
Pete didn't go there, Biden didn't go there, because there's no Democrat voters there to try and codify.
It's kind of strange that that would happen there. Like, also, we noticed here that the toxin, with the COVID shots, the ones, the toxic batches, the most deadly batches, were sent to red states 11 times more than they were sent to blue states.
Yeah, and we talked about that a while back. They had all these different levels, and the really toxic, powerful doses seemed to go to the most conservative parts of the country. What a coincidence. Do you still believe in coincidences? I don't.
No, but, you know, here's some good news, okay? McCarthy actually did what he... Can you believe it? He did what he said he would do. McCarthy did. The Speaker of the House, McCarthy. You know what? Those guys, Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz and these others, must have got to McCarthy, okay? Because
They figured out a way that they can get him out if he doesn't do what they want.
And guess what he said? Guess what he did? He turned over 41,000 hours of the January 6th Capitol footage to Tucker Carlson.
Oh, boy.
Now, listen. I was watching Tucker, and Tucker announced, but Tucker had a look of deep concern on his face when he said, "We're going to review all of that this week. We're going to review that, and we're going to show it next week." In other words, the look in his eye was a look that says, "If I survive, if I'm still alive." Yeah. Excuse me.
He's going places, and it was amazing that got turned over, but that's how you get the truth out. Sunshine.
Well, he's been doing on television what we've been doing on radio for 50 years.
Yeah, exactly. We have a little different medium. In fact, the one thing I want, before we go too far, folks, those of us that are outside that local area there in Ohio, there's not much news about what happened in Palestine there, Ohio. And if you want to know, you go to the Daily Mail. It's called the dailymail.co.uk. It's the London Daily Mail, but that's the web address, dailymail.co.uk. They have the best news of what's going on. They have all kinds of pictures. And the headlines of what I'm looking at from today's news, drone footage captures East Palestine waterways being treated as lawsuit claims fish and livestock are dying 20 miles away. Aaron Brockovich prepares to visit. And I looked at some of the pictures, and they're damming up, stopping the water from flowing certain places. There are people out spraying chemicals, but nobody's talking about what are they spraying, but they're spraying the waterways with some kind of chemicals. They have drone footage, and yet nobody there in Ohio or the federal government has explained who's doing the spraying, what they're spraying. Pastor Ernie, I hope it's just baking soda, but... who knows? But anyway, the truth is, if you want to know what's going on, you have to go to a foreign newspaper, and you will see fabulous photographs, and you will understand just how bad it is there in North Palestine, East Palestine, Ohio.
I was looking at that drone footage. I was watching it. Now, here, you should know this, too, because, Joe, East Palestine is very, very close. There's right across, very close to that, across the Pennsylvania border, is another very small town. And on the other side, over there, across the West Virginia border, is another small town. So here, I just wanted to give the congressmen, there are four congressmen out there, and from Ohio, one of his name is Bill Johnson. That's Bill Johnson from Ohio, and his office number is 202-225-5705. That's 202-225-5705. Now, also in Ohio is Mike Kelly. Mike Kelly, 202-225-5406. Oh, wait, that's right. No, Mike Kelly's in Pennsylvania. And then what about Chris? DeLuzio's in Pennsylvania, too. Chris DeLuzio, 202-225-2310. 202-225-2310. 2301. Okay, I got it backwards. It's 225-2301. And then also, and I believe Alex Mooney's in West Virginia, is he not?
Yeah, that's
okay, right there in that little tip there at 202-225-2711. 202-225-2711. One more time, 202-225-2711. For you folks out there in those areas, those are your congressmen who you need to call and say, you know what, you're my congressman, and I expect some answers from you guys. You guys are the ones that are supposed to know what's going on here and help us out here, right? And so, because I, you know, I saw, we saw with those drone films, a lot of dead animals, things are happening there. We saw chemical spills in the water, rainbow covered pools of water. And so, there's some very bad things happening out there with this stuff. And I'm hoping they do get... Yes, sir.
You and I were the only ones that I know. I went and did the research. Vinyl chloride produced... One of the things that produced when it's burned is that fuzz gene. And the London Daily Mail said it's a chemical released during the explosion. And but it was one of the gases they used over in the World War and the trench warfare and killed, what was it... 85,000, I think if I remember right, 85,000 men were killed by that poison gas used in war. So one of the gases that comes off when you burn vinyl chloride is really, really dangerous and deadly. And I think this radio program is the only place I've seen it mentioned. And I think that's one of the things that people need to be questioning and asking, how much phosgene was released, you know, how big of a problem is it? You know, there's just nobody talking about
Joe,
it. So.
Joe, the worst thing they could have done is have a controlled burn there. That was the worst thing they could have done is had that controlled burn. There was chemicals, a lot of different chemicals you could use to neutralize those chemicals that spilt. You could neutralize them, and it would take a while, but to try to burn, that controlled burn was the worst thing you could do.
And they claimed they were trying to prevent an explosion, but I saw those pictures of that burn. It looked like a pretty bad explosion to me just from that controlled burn. They had a mushroom cloud and fire going hundreds of feet up in the air. I don't think an explosion would have been much worse.
No. All right, we're going to be coming up to a break. Then when we come back... we got a whole lot of stuff to talk about. What about, you talk about incompetence. Does the names, when you talk about incompetence, does the name Austin and Millie come to mind? So
Lori Lightfoot, I can think of all kinds of people. Pete Buttigieg, we could go on and on and on.
All righty, well, so when we come back, we have a whole lot. Now, when we come back also, we're going to be showing a clip too, Joe. And this clip is going to be talking about the war in the Ukraine. What we're hearing, Joe, is not exactly what is happening in Ukraine. So hang tight. We'll be back with a whole lot more. Don't go away. More to come.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Amen.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.